This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
I don't know how many years he has left. He wants a championship, certainly deserves a championship, got close last year, and now heads to Baltimore to go chase that ring. It is a pretty cool signing for the Baltimore Ravens. This is something they have been after. DeAndre Hopkins now lands in Baltimore.
I love Lamar Jackson. I was watching Lamar when he played Clemson. And I was like, who is this kid? So I've been a fan of Lamar for a long time. I would be lying to sit here and say, you know, it wouldn't be an honor one day, you know, if my career allows me to play that long, to play with a great guy and a great quarterback like Lamar.
Well, as luck would have it for you, DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, that was 2 years ago. The I Am Athlete podcast talking about a possible opportunity to play with the two-time most valuable player, Lamar Jackson. And he'd love it. Well, DeAndre Hopkins, based on what's happened over the last 24 hours, you're going to get that very opportunity as you're coming to Baltimore. It was Adam Schefter as well, breaking the news. NFL insiders on NFL Network, that he's coming here. One-year deal could be worth up to $6 million. And we knew, and we've discussed, that the Ravens are going to need another receiver, someone that's going to be third behind Flowers and Bateman and ahead of Wallace, assuming they resign him, and, of course, Tez Walker here. And here he comes, a guy, three-time Pro Bowler, played in the Super Bowl last year, had his moments for Kansas City. What are they getting, the Ravens, with this version of DeAndre Hopkins? And as we all know, people like big fancy names. And from a receiver standpoint, he's a fancy name. As a matter of fact, Nolan, you get in here on this one if you want. Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, Woman Crush Wednesday. 2 years ago, wasn't that one of the demands that Lamar Jackson was making in regards to his contract renegotiation with the Ravens, that he wants a big fancy name that turned out to be Odell Beckham Jr.? DeAndre Hopkins was certainly part of the equation. They both played in the ACC, Lamar Louisville, Hopkins at Clemson. Here he comes. Question is he going to be in 2025 an upgrade over Aguilar, who he's essentially replacing? Can he duplicate what Beckham did in 23? Or is there even more upside to those two scenarios here?
He's going to be 33 June 6th. Last year he had 437 yards. Bob, over the last 4 years, like in 22, he played 9 games. 23, 17. And that was with Will Levis. 24, 6 games in Tennessee. And this past year, 10 games. So just need to get, and with him being third receiver and stuff, I'm guessing, you know, hopefully he can play. all 17 games. I think it's an upgrade. I liked it as soon as I saw it. I said, yes, good job, Eric. And I think, you know, because you got Zay, you got Bate, and then you got him, you got your tight ends, you know, and, you know, whatever you're going to do with Keaton Mitchell, too. You got a lot of people that can catch the football. And the thing with Hopkins is he's super smart. And he'll be able to find, you know, and if you're the slot guy, a lot of, you got to find the holes in the zone. You know, it's not like Travis Kelce, like nowadays, you know, he doesn't run that great. You just smart as can be and knows how to get open. And that's what Hopkins will be at 33 years old. You know, you got Bateman who can go deep and, you know, you got, you know, your tight ends to clear things out. I love it. I think it's better than Aguilar. I trust him a lot more. He's got a lot more credentials and a lot more catches over the years. He's got almost 13,000 yards over his career. I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's a great signing. And I think the next thing, Bob, is to get the similar type guy at corner that they just got at receiver.
What do you think, Nolan McGraw, last year for Hopkins, two teams, 56 catches, 6'10", 5 touchdowns, 4 of those TDs with the Kansas City Chiefs. If he duplicates that for Baltimore, I'm guessing we're thumbs up,
yeah,
right?
For a third wide receiver,
no doubt,
on a team that has two pass-catching tight end options, I think that'd be great for
him. And a running back that, you know, with Justice Hill, who had almost 500 yak yards.
So when you're looking for a number three wide receiver like we knew the Ravens were, I go two directions with it. You want a guy that has a skill set that is different than what you already have in-house. I think you got that here with Hopkins. You also want a guy who's going to be okay with being the number three wide receiver. And he's accomplished more than, say, Flowers and Rashad Bateman. He's reached great heights in this league. But at this point in his career, he's not that guy anymore. Is he okay with it? All indications are, with what he did with Kansas City last year, he is okay with it. He didn't have monster stats with Kansas City, playing with a great quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. He was almost non-existent in the playoffs, but not once did I hear any headlines or stories about him complaining. You know, he was just seemed to be in it for the opportunity for a ring. So I think it's a natural fit.
In it to win it, as they say. He was a Deontay Johnson whining about lack of opportunities in both Baltimore and Houston. Here's a guy that was on two playoff teams and got released by both of them because he was bitching and complaining, worrying about his instead of worrying about the team. Now, I'm guessing Cooper Kupp, if that was even going to be a consideration, that's done.
Yeah.
So are they done, Ravens, depending on what they do in the draft, with 11 picks now officially confirmed? We done a wide receiver here?
Yes. Or
everything's all settled down?
Well, I think Wallace will be back, Bob. I think they'll re-sign Wallace for cheap. Yeah. But, Bob, you know, looking at it, you know, you figure, you said, all right, Hopkins, what'd you say you had yards, 700?
610.
All right. I mean, Zay had 1,059 on 116 targets. Bateman had 756 on 72 targets. So I guess we're saying that Zay stay the same if he would duplicate that.
Yeah.
And we're saying Bateman trend up to, you know, 900 yards is what we would like. Or, you know, stay. He had 9 touchdowns. He had 756 yards. You know, and then you got Mark Andrews with 673, likely with 477, and Justice Hill with 383. Aguilar had 231. So he would have three times as much. I don't know. You know, I'm guessing maybe with Hopkins, with all of those guys, because we think Likely's going to trend up. Bateman's going to trend up. And if D-Hop gets 500 yards, that may be the ticket.
So Lamar's going to throw for 5,000 yards next year? Is that where we're looking at?
I mean, probably about 4,200.
Because you would like Andrews, assuming he stays, and we all think that he will, stay the same. Or be a little bit better in regards to, you know, yards per catch and production. And yeah, Likely, if he wants to get paid, he's going to have to be the dude. So there are a lot of opportunities. And if Bateman levels up, Flowers levels up. I mean, yeah, Lamar is going to be being very productive throwing a football in 2024.
Well, I mean, just, yeah, because like tight end-wise, Bob, you got 673, 477, plus 131. You got almost 1,300 yards from your tight ends. 1,300. All right, you got over 2,000 for your, no, your receivers. You got about 2,500. Yeah, so another 500. So you're adding another 300 yards from D-Hop to Aguilar, 300 more yards. So, yeah, so you're looking at Lamar around 4,300.
And look, we saw last year he's capable of doing it. The accuracy's there. The deep ball improvement was very much a part of the Ravens' offensive success. But for Hopkins, just me, Bob Haney speaking, just don't suck. Don't just fall off a cliff and not. Because, look, Beckham had his moments, but for the most part, did he really move the needle for that team in 2023 outside of being popular and a mentor and a leader to some of the younger guys?
Yeah, and I think Hopkins will do those things too. I think he'll be great in the locker room. I think he'll be great on the practice field. And like you said, Bob, if he can, I'm saying 500 yards. If he got 500 yards and four or five touchdowns, I think that would be great for him.
I think you're a little more injury proof now too. And remember the situation the Ravens were in at the end of the season. Zay Flowers goes down in the final week of the regular season. He's not available for the playoffs. We don't think that that played a major role in their exit. There were a lot of other bigger factors in them losing to the Bills. But still, imagine if you had a DeAndre Hopkins sitting there as a number three that you could, no hesitation, say, all right, you're one of our top two guys. That wouldn't be a concern for me at all. So it's the upgrade over Nelson Agholor is tremendous. I mean, if you had Nelson Agholor as one of your top two wide receivers going into the playoffs, you might be a little worried about that.
So, D-Hop, welcome to Baltimore. Is this a press conference worthy acquisition?
Well, if you were going to do it, Bob, you'd have Ronnie Stanley, Ricard, D-Hop. To me, you'd have them all.
Yeah,
I would.
Because Beckham's
think.
Was a big deal. When they introduced him.
I was there. That was a dog and pony show.
Yeah, Patrick Ricard, as Benny said, he's sticking around. So for those of you who wanted to see a reunion with Kyle Juszczyk, that's probably not a reality. So the Ravens made a couple of moves, all to bolster and keep the team status quo in a lot of areas. Orioles beat the Yankees 6-2 as all Ryan Mountcastle hit a three-run oppo jack as we were on the air. Suarez was dealing, and he started getting touched up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about the Orioles taking on the Braves today. Dean Kramer gave up three homers in his last start against the Tigers. He is on the hill for the Birds. Terps, men's college basketball, waiting for their opponent on Friday as Maryland, number 11 in the country, number 2 seed in the Big Ten. It's going to be either Illinois, Ohio State, or Iowa. Big Ten tournament starts today. We've got college basketball at the Yin Yang starting late this morning into the early afternoon. We'll keep you up to date on some of those scores for sure. So there's a lot to get to here in the local sports landscape. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Vinny's draft profile starts this.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour as well. Going to talk about a couple of safeties. Ravens could possibly draft a safety at number 27. Doesn't appear as though either one of these guys will be around. But hey, you got 11 draft picks. Maybe you can get creative if you're Eric DaCosta. So stick around and find out who those players are going to be. And one guy's actually been linked to the Ravens in mock drafts, but his combine performance probably moved him up a little bit, shall we say, in the draft pecking order. Terps on Friday night, waiting to play. Opponent to be determined, 6:30 tip. We had Kevin Willard on yesterday talking about some things, and we'll play that one for you. Well, a couple of cuts as the show progresses. But, you know, Illinois, one of the hotter teams, moving up the bracketology ladder, by the way, in the Big Ten. Ohio State's already beaten Maryland. Right now, Lenardi's got him as a last four in. So if they handle their business against Iowa, you know, we'll see how that goes. And Iowa's a team that Maryland kind of handled. Been a rough year for old Fran McCaffrey. Rough couple of years for the Hawkeyes. So I don't think there's any worry or concern about who they might play. But just got to handle your business. Neutral site where Maryland's been very good this season. One of the better road teams in the Big Ten as the season rolled on. So, you know, I'm cool. Now it's just March. Go out there and play. Handle your business. Derek Queen, named yesterday during the show as the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. And I know we hear, well, first time in a Maryland guy been there since Mello Trimble did it back in the day. But Maryland had a few people handle that business in the ACC in the old glory days of way back when. And here's a trivia question for you. And Nolan, I want you to get on this. Who's Zach Fruit?
No idea.
Zach Fruit pitched for the Orioles yesterday.
Right.
The end of the game. Ninth round draft pick out of a Troy University. Dominating the Yankees. And if you say you know who he is, you're lying. Unless you're Tony Pente or Steve Molesky or so, because I had no idea who he was. He was throwing 100 miles an hour. He threw five different pitches. Not five different cutters, slider, this, that, and the other, sweeper, over 90 miles an hour. And Rockabacco wrote about it, Jacob Calvin Meyer again today, that one scout said, this is a very intriguing guy for them. 24 years old, 6'4", 212. When you throw 100 miles an hour, you got something to work with. And that was your, who was the guy from Japan, though, Nolan, you hated, through 190 miles?
Hate's a strong word, Fujinami.
Fuji. Was he on the D-Rob level of unhappiness with a local athlete here?
No, well, Fuji tried. You know, put his best effort out there.
You know, D-Rob led the Rams in touchdowns last year.
Yeah, good for him. Doesn't know how to protect the football.
Now it's
Doesn't know how to drive safe
now, yeah. Oh, wow. Now in San Francisco. But Zach Fruit, just bringing him up, just keep an eye on him because nobody, I didn't know who he was. Unless you're a real diehard follower of the Orioles minor league system. This, when you throw 100 and you got a repertoire where everything's over 90 and he dominated the Yankees because he closed out the game yesterday, the Orioles won 6-2. We'll talk to Mike Bordig about him coming up top of the hour. You know, 100's 100. Now, can you harness it? That's the concern. And if it's 100 right down the middle, most major leaguers can get around on that. If it's 100 with movement, like Felix Bautista, then you got yourself a problemo there.
Well, the thing that did, Bob, he's going to get another opportunity.
Well, he's going to start in the minors, but now...
No, but I mean, they're going to give him another shot here.
Well, we're going to now follow him.
Right.
Is what it is. Because we have just introduced you to a guy that most people never heard of, Zach Fruit. Now, if you knew who he was, of course, you can do all sorts of wordplay with the name. Hey, congratulations to you. And if you've gone to see him pitch down on the farm, let us know, is there something here? Brewing maybe in this Orioles minor league system with a guy like that and a big arm, no doubt about it. But Ravens get D-Hop, re-sign Patrick Ricard. And the Ricard kind of went under the radar, maybe because we kind of assumed it was happening anyway. Yeah. The only thing that made it, because Juszczyk, again, you try to connect that way. He was drafted by the Ravens 11 years, 12 years, what, 13, I believe it was. He was drafted. So he's an ex-Raven, so you want to, like, bring home the band. But I think Ricard, even though Juszczyk's been a multiple-time pro bowler, it might be more of an offensive threat, catching the ball and doing things. I'd rather have Ricard, personally.
Well, they want to run it back. So having Ricard back, you know, is running it back. So they haven't lost anybody offensively other than McCary. Everybody that they need, Ronnie and Ricard, they're back.
Now we're worrying about left guard, but how big is said worry?
Well, we'll figure that out after the draft, Bob. You know, it may not be a worry at all. If they take one at 27, then you've got really good competition against Voorhees, and Voorhees got to step up and stay healthy would be the big thing. So offensively, I think Todd Monken's probably like pretty good right now.
Yep. Kyle Juszczyk, real quick, he was a fourth-round pick back in 2013, 12 years ago.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You know who the Ravens' first-round pick was that year? Trivia question. I did. Yeah. I mean, I'm staring at the class, but I knew who it was.
13?
2013 draft, first-round pick.
Matt Elam.
Correct. How'd that work out?
Ugh.
He was
safety.
Yeah. And number two, Arthur Brown.
Ew.
Out of Kansas State. And I remember me and Steve Davis were doing a show. And we had a draft expert. I can't remember who it was. I apologize. Predicted that Arthur Brown would win Rookie of the Year defensively.
Mm.
That did not happen. Brandon Williams was third round pick. Who was good. John Simon.
Okay. Try hard.
Juszczyk. Remember Ricky Wagner?
Ricky Wagner.
Offensive tackle out of Wisconsin. Ravens, Lions, and Green Bay. He
was okay.
Yeah, he stuck around for a bit. Capron Lewis Moore.
Wasn't one of Ozzie's better drafts.
That was the Notre Dame guy, by the way. Let's see. Ryan Jensen.
Oh, he's made some money.
Moved on. Aaron Millett. Wide receiver out of Elon, and Mark Anthony.
The singer?
Wasn't he married to Cleopatra? It's Vinny at 81, Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, but anyway.
J-Lo, he was married to.
Yeah, but Juszczyk coming back to Baltimore, that was only connected because he was drafted here 12 years ago. But Ricard stays, which I think is cool. We got draft profiles for the class of 2025. Ravens could use a safety. Will they draft one? One of the guys we're going to be talking about next probably won't be around. But, hey, you never know. Crazier things have happened.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Three on third down. They pick up the blitz. Simmons has got an open receiver, but that ball drifts and Starks picks it off.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, ESPN on the call. Draft profile number one of 2025. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw takes us to Athens, Georgia. Ravens 27th overall pick in the draft. 11 total picks. That got confirmed yesterday with the four compensatories. Yes. Malachi Starks.
Yeah, Malachi Starks, University of Georgia, 6'1", 197, ran 4.50, which was disappointing for him at the combine. And Georgia's pro day is today, so I'll be anxious to see if he runs again, you know, to try to improve that. His 1.5, 1.10 does not correlate with a 4.50. It correlates with a much faster time. So he ran well. You know, he's a junior, jersey number 24, safety, 33-inch vertical, 7.263 cone, 4.45 short shuttle, all good. 31 5/8 arms. That's not bad either. 5-star recruit. State champion in high school in the long jump. 24'9". And he ran 10.5 500 meters, which is not bad. Started 40 of 41 games. Freshman year had 68 tackles, 2 interceptions, 7 pass defense. 2023, 52 tackles, 3 interceptions, 7 pass defense. And then this year, 77 tackles, 1 interception, 3 pass defense. Now his strengths. Now his freshman year, Bob, if I'm not mistaken, that's when they had Carter and all those dudes, right? 3 years ago?
They always have dudes in Georgia.
And his strengths, size, speed, athlete. Now he's hit and wrap. He's got positional flexibility, so he can play back, front. He can do all those things. He's a good blitzer. He'll go up and get the ball. He has body flexibility. I mean, he can turn his body, go get the ball. I mean, it was impressive watching him on film. Shows explosion tackling. I mean, he knows how to roll his hips. Takes good angles. Has a burst to close. He can cover in the slot. Good fundamental tackler. Good job getting off of blocks. Fluid hips. Good change of direction. Good leaping ability. Shows good instincts and range. Quick read and react in the run game. He's strong. Uses his hands well in the run game. Very good change of directions, which that's 4.45 short shuttle. Good job with his eyes. Has natural instincts, feeling routes. Shows speed, deep and short. Makes the calls, and he's a good communicator. High football smarts, he can track a deep ball. Weakness, he took some bad angles on cover two a couple times. He'll get over-aggressive, which I don't mind. I mean, to slow a guy down instead of, like, trying to have, hey, you got to step it up a little bit more. I would rather have a guy be too aggressive. We'll need work in press versus quick receivers in the slot. Okay? I mean, to me, I mean, it's usually advantage receiver in that situation anyhow against the safety. We'll react too much in zone to quarterback, leading him with his eyes. And those are things he just got to learn. That's what, you know, Chuck Pagano's there for. In summary, I like this kid's size, toughness, athletic ability. He shows range and ability to play the ball in the air. Has good versatility to play all over the field. He would help the Ravens big time in the run game a lot. He's a complete safety. May struggle early in man-to-man coverage in the slot. But otherwise, for what they would want to do for him, because, I mean, they're good coaches. They're going to let him do what he does well. He's got range. He can play those things in the back end. He can blitz. He and Kyle, I mean, you can mix and match. So, I mean, the kid's a hell of a football player. He plays faster than that 4.50, which, you know, I mean, 4.5 is not bad.
Right.
But very good football player. And, you know, he had a bunch of tackles this year. Bob, he is a really good tackler. He is really good in the run game. He'll come up hard, aggressive, and he'll wrap. And he does not miss a lot of tackles. You know, and like I said, he's a real good fundamental tackler. They've done a really good job with him at Georgia, fundamentally with his tackling and stuff, because he wraps, takes the guy to the ground, all those things. If they got him at 27, boom, starter day one, defense is that much better.
Now, Field Yates has Malachi Starks. We're all post-combine stuff here. Number two safety in his draft board, behind a guy we'll be talking about later Mel Kiper Jr., Calvert Hall, has him number one safety in this year's draft class. And Jordan Reed, in his mock draft, has the Ravens getting him at number 27.
I think, Bob, if we're sitting there on draft night and Malachi Starks is there, I think Eric runs that card up. I think it'd be a great pick for them. And I think, you know, you've got two safeties for a long time. And people say, oh, man, two first-round safeties. Defenses are different nowadays, you know, and people are playing with a lot of, why? Because safeties in a nickel, I mean, they're like linebackers. And, you know, I mean, Hamilton plays like a linebacker in the nickel and dime and stuff. So, yeah, I would love that pick. And, you know, folks, if you get a chance, watch some highlights of Malachi Starks. He is a very, very good football player.
And link to the Ravens, Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Any commentary on that breakdown, give us a call. 410-583-1057. DeAndre Hopkins reaches an agreement with the Ravens. 1 year, $5 million. Could be up to $6 million. Patrick Ricard sticking around. Orioles taking on the Braves today. Dean Kramer trying to bounce back after giving up 3 homers in his last outing on Friday against the Tigers. And Maryland basketball, they wait to see who their opponent is. 6:30 tip-off. They're in the dance right now. They're a strong 4 pretty much across the board in all bracketologies with only a chance to do what? Go up or down for 10. 583-1057, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick and our colleague, of course, on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He'll be joining us 11 o'clock, talk about the team a little less than, what, 3 weeks away from the opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. Orioles dealing with injuries. Yankees dealing with injuries. Brian Baio in Boston, he's going to start the season, one of their right-handers on the IL. So who's going to be the healthiest team at the end of March, much less what's happening, say, in June, July? Kittredge said he should be ready to rock and roll around the midway point of the season. Reliever coming back from recent knee surgery. And we'll talk to Bordy about Jackson Holliday's transition to second base year two into the process. And if Gunnar Henderson can't go, who would be the best option for old Brandon High there? Whip around 11:15. A lot going on. March Madness berths were clinched. Tonight, Navy's taking on American U. Navy trying to get in to the NCAA tournament. American U, of course, coached by Dwayne Simpkins, former Maryland Terrapins. So it's a no-lose situation as I see it there. And then Cordell Woodland will talk Ravens. In particular, DeAndre Hopkins coming into the nest. May not be what he was, but what is he? I guess we're all going to be intrigued to find out as the months ensue here.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing OTAs and minicamps, see what he looks like, see the explosiveness and stuff. And hopefully, you know, I mean, he didn't have a lot of productive games last year. I mean, he was non-existent in the playoffs for Kansas City. So we'll see. I mean, Aguilar had good speed. And we'll see what D-Hop is. And, you know, during the OTAs and mini camps, we'll see how they plan to utilize, you know, his skills and stuff. So it'd be kind of fun. You know, I mean, they've got a lot of good dudes. You know, they got their core guys back. And, you know, I'll be anxious to see Keaton Mitchell, you know, what because that's basically a new addition this year, a healthy, totally healthy Keaton Mitchell. And we'll see what they do in the draft.
And you mentioned Aguilar. If memory serves, and I know it's only been a couple of months ago, they weren't utilizing him at all at the end of the season. He was kind of a non-existent part of the offense.
Yeah, he'd have some big drops. And Bob, it just seemed he was good for one catch a game or one big drop a game.
2 years ago, he made his catches count.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting in the end zone a lot. But DeAndre Hopkins joins the nest, and it doesn't appear as though, at least early on, that the audience feels that's a big deal. Because usually the audience likes big names. I've heard of that guy.
Yeah,
he used to be really good. Now he plays for my favorite team. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like if it was 4 years ago, different deal.
He'd be the number one receiver on the team.
Yeah. So now, I mean, we'll see how he fits in. I mean, Bob, you know what's funny is like when they got Odell Beckham, it was a big deal.
Sure. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, his name was bigger than his production at that time.
No doubt.
Now out of the league.
Yes. Yep. And Hopkins, this is his swan song. This is it for him. You know, I'm 33 years old, got a chance to you know, go win a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't blame them.
Ravens have brought in veteran receivers before. Bolden, stud. Steve Smith, stud. Dez Bryant, Beckham. Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are others that have kind of... Where's Hopkins fit into that whole scenario?
Well, it's like when they brought in Earl Thomas. That was a big name too, Bob. But I remember...
Made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. But I remember when I was out there. First day when I was out there, Bob, I looked... he can't run, you know?
Yeah. Now out of the league and been out of the league, quite frankly.
And he couldn't run.
For 5 years. Joey Bosa is still very much in the league. He's going to the Buffalo Bills. Kind of a stunner there. $12.6 million. 1 year deal for all intents and purposes, replaces Von Miller. Injury issues aside, which we can't dismiss, I think the upside's greater than Von Miller's at this stage.
Oh, Von Miller had nothing left. I mean, he was nothing. Whereas Bosa still got some juice left. Thing with Bosa is he just got to stay healthy. I mean, you know, how many games are they going to get out of him? If they get 17 games, he's going to have double digit sacks.
He's in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
He's going to be a disruptor. And with him and Russo, I mean, they could have. But something tells me we're going to be more in the 9 to 10 game category.
And if that's the case, you know, he'll have 7 or 8 sacks. And, you know, and if it's where he's hurt towards the end of the year, then they go back to the same defense they were.
Right. But, you know, if you're McDermott and he's healthy in January and,
we're better than we were the year before.
You'll take what you can get. Oriole talk coming up. Mike Bordick in a second, but let's get out to the phones. Women Crush Wednesday. Vinny Hedy, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Ed. Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's happening, buddy?
Bob, Vinny, good morning to both you gentlemen. Good
morning.
Good morning, Vinny. Excellent scouting breakdown on the Georgia safety, as always, Vinny. Gratitude extended to Mr. DaCosta and all Raven Brass for the splash talent acquisition and retention signed thus far in the roster build. O side of the ball, retaining their blindside protection tackle, the re-up of the best spring block fullback in the league, the proven two-handed snatch-sure high-point receiver DeAndre Hopkins, perfect pickup. Only other needs I see O-side now, capable and mobile backup QB insurance policy, hopeful to bring back the current tight end trio, and a three-positional versatile O-lineman. On the D-side, seeing two quality asset retainers, playmaker Humphrey, and hustle hit guy Ardarius Washington, still thinking of the two necessary tackles he made on Mixon and Wilson, both pivotal to win those two football games. Trusting of your opinion has always been target selection starts. I'm a believer if you say it so. D-side needs corner / safety guy, rotational high motor edge guy, and another mic factor to split the field with Roquan. Special teams, find the absolute right guy who can smoothly transition ball exchange possession on punt and kickoff returns. No blips. Personally, if he's still available, I would seek out Devin Duvernay because he's the best. Would also give him 2 touches per game on a jet sweep and a quick slant pass. If he clears, he's quick 6 and gone. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy, as always.
All right, Ed. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. Ed wants Duvernay back, it seems.
Yeah, I'm not a big Duvernay.
2 calls in a row.
I'm not a big Duvernay fan. And when he came in, like at Texas, he lined up at running back. You know, he did a lot of things. And what did the Ravens try to do? They tried to get him some jet sweeps and those things and, you know, the kick return for him. But, you know, I mean, he was a Pro Bowl kick returner. But, Bob, they don't need a kick returner. I mean, they got Justice Hill. They got Keaton Mitchell. They got Ali. They got good guys there. So I don't see that fit with Duvernay. You know, and as a receiver, he didn't play fast as a receiver. He was not a good route runner. That was the biggest problem.
So Duvernay, late of Jacksonville? Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
No. We'll move on. But to Ed's point, as we've talked about many times before as well, you know, keeping the band back together is a good thing. And if left guard, if you wouldn't even call that a problem, is your problem, not a bad problem to have because the guy that was your starter at the beginning of the year is back in Andrew Voorhees. Linderbaum's solid. He's a Pro Bowler. Rosengarten, we think it's better. Correct?
No, no doubt. Because he's going to get stronger. He's going to be better. Yeah. The biggest concern I got with the O-line, Bob, the backups. I mean, who are they? I mean, I'm looking at the depth chart right now. They don't have a backup tackle. And really, they don't have a backup guard. They don't have a backup. Well, Samak is the backup center.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, I mean.
They don't have a McCary, is what you're saying. Like Swiss Army knife.
Well, like Jones played last year. Remember, he would come
gone.
In. Yeah, they're all, everybody's gone. So that's the next thing. But they'll get those guys on the cheap.
It's 5880-1057 The Fed. We'll come back, talk Orioles with Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague, of course, on Baltimore baseball tonight, which is right around the corner, just like the season. What's Bordick's impressions of this team, injuries aside? We can't dismiss them because they're a pretty big factor here for sure, especially Grayson Rodriguez, but we'll talk to Mike about that. Whip around 11:15 Tickets for Punch to the Big Dance. We'll talk about those at Cordell Woodland, 11:30 Talk Ravens with him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.